From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. With a lot of people choosing to enjoy a long Independence Day weekend on the Six Rivers National Forest, Acting Forest Supervisor Liz Berger reminding visitors that the use of fireworks, including California's safe and sane fireworks, are not allowed on national forest lands. Regulations strictly enforced to protect public and natural resources. Communities near the forest's four ranger stations also do not have public fireworks displays. The coastal communities of Crescent City and Eureka will have public fireworks displays on the 4th. Fortuna's will be on July 3rd. The public's also encouraged to visit PreventWildFireCA.org to learn more about wildland fire awareness. A dog attack in Town and Country Mobile Villa in Arcata results in two people being injured and the dog under quarantine. It happened on the 4900 block of Sierra Way, reports Lost Coast Outpost. One of the victims had serious injuries, the other moderate, and indications are one of the victims is the dog's owner. Both are said to be adults. The dog is undergoing testing to see if it is rabid. Well, a new $412 million budget for fiscal 2018-2019 will help fund much-needed building maintenance, pension contributions, combat childhood trauma, deal with affordable housing, and bolster county reserves in Humboldt County. Funding in the plan also creates a new county economic developer. The vote 4-0. 3rd District Supervisor Mike Wilson was not there. The new fiscal year starts July 1st. A request to continue funding a county undersheriff position through early next year was pulled. That item, though, will be revisited on July 10th. We're learning that a man whose bike was struck by a big rig last week has died of his injuries. Zachary Herbert succumbed to his injuries at Santa Rosa Memorial Hospital. Last Thursday, California Highway Patrol requested by Eureka Police to investigate a major injury traffic collision. 55-year-old David Alber of Eureka, driving a 2017 Kenworth fully loaded with timber, headed northbound approaching West Cedar Street. 37-year-old Zachary Hebert riding his bike on the sidewalk that parallels Broadway and was approaching West Cedar. Also, 64-year-old Stephen Crivelli of Eureka was in a covered bus stop location on Broadway just north of West Cedar Street. Herbert rode his bike off of the sidewalk onto West Cedar without a helmet. At about that time, Alver drove the big rig past West Cedar and the two collided. Also, it caused Herbert to become airborne. He landed in the bus station pullout. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.